Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSC website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of January 27th, 2025. February is National Career and Technical Education Month, an annual public awareness campaign sponsored by the Association for Career and Technical Education, which encourages us to celebrate the value of CTE and the achievements of CTE programs and educators across the nation. Here in Hillsborough, we have much to celebrate as we continue to expand and enhance opportunities for students through our robust CTE and Career and College Pathway programs. In HSD, our 37 CTE programs are an integral part of our larger Career and College Pathway system, which offers 65 programs across the district at the high school level. These programs provide students with hands-on learning experiences that connect them to high-demand careers in more than 13 industry sectors. Additionally, our Career and College Pathway system supports students K-12 through targeted career exploration and post-secondary planning initiatives, ensuring every student is equipped with the knowledge and skills to make informed decisions about their future. This month, we proudly recognize the contributions of our 46 dedicated CTE educators, whose pivotal role in shaping our students' futures cannot be overstated. Through engaging, career-connected learning, our educators help bridge the skills gap, foster innovation, and empower students to explore their passions while building a strong foundation for their post-secondary success. Join us in celebrating the incredible work of our CTE educators and the opportunities they provide to students throughout the Hillsborough School District. To learn more about CTE and Career and College Pathways in HSD, please visit hsd.k12.or.us/ccp. Our featured student is Hill High senior Ryan Howard. A field trip to the Portland Black College Expo transformed into a life-changing opportunity for Ryan when he joined fellow members of the Black Student Union at the Tony Hobson Senior Center for Self-Enhancement on Thursday, January 16th. There, he received an unexpected full-ride scholarship to Langston University, Oklahoma's only historically Black college and university, and the westernmost public four-year HBCU in the United States. The expo provided students with a unique opportunity to explore academic options and connect directly with representatives from HBCUs and other colleges. The event featured workshops, financial aid information sessions, and one-on-one interactions with college representatives. Ryan's success story exemplifies the opportunities available through such networking events. Congratulations and way to go, Ryan. You make us proud to be HSD. First semester ends on Thursday, January 30th. There will be no school for all students on Friday, January 31st and Monday, February 3rd as teachers prepare grades. School resumes and second semester begins on Tuesday, February 4th. Beginning in February, HSD's hearing screening team will conduct hearing screenings for students in grades 1 and 3. If a student does not pass this screening, they will be screened again in 4 to 6 weeks by an audiologist from the Northwest Regional ESD. For more information, or if you would like to opt your student out of the screenings, please talk to your school's office manager or call the district's hearing screening team at 503-844-1748. Families, staff, and community members are encouraged to take our 7-question strategic plan survey by Friday, February 14th. Themes and common questions and concerns will be pulled from the responses and used to shape our Year 3 strategic plan improvement actions, as well as our integrated guidance plan, which includes our student investment account, high school success, and early literacy plans. Students attending public schools in Oregon must have all required vaccinations or a medical or non-medical exemption to remain enrolled after February 19, 2025. Our school-based health center at Century High School is holding a series of vaccine events in January and February to ensure students have the vaccines they need in advance of this date. The next events take place on January 28th and February 4th at the Century location, and on February 3rd at Glencoe in the Virginia Garcia medical van. The priority window for 2025-26 in-district transfer requests is January 1st through February 7th, 2025. Resident HSD students who wish to either continue a current in-district transfer or request a new in-district transfer for the 2025-26 school year are encouraged to apply during this time for the best chance of approval. The Hillsboro Hops are pleased to announce their Dream Big Scholarship for graduating high school seniors. The scholarship offers a one-time $2,000 award to a first-generation college student. Applications are due by Sunday, February 9th. Learn more on the Hops website. Nominations to honor the contributions of an outstanding education support professional in Oregon are open through Thursday, February 6th. To be nominated, education support professionals must work in a K-12 public school or school district and embody the core values of accountability, equity, excellence, and integrity. Learn more on the Oregon Department of Education website. The Asian and Pacific Islander Family Engagement Committee invites you to celebrate the Year of the Snake at a Lunar New Year event from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 30th at R.A. Brown Middle School. Enjoy delicious cultural food, exciting entertainment, and festive fun for all ages. City View Charter School is sponsored by the Hillsboro School District and, as such, has a relationship with HSD that is defined by contract. At their meeting on Tuesday, January 28th, the school board will open a public hearing and listen to public testimony prior to continuing with the contract renewal process. See our website for additional information and a link to request to speak or upload a written statement. Celebrate World Wetlands Day and learn all about the wonderful wetlands in Hillsboro with free activities and crafts from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 1st at the Jackson Bottom Wetlands Preserve. Following applicant interviews the week of January 13th, Hillsboro City Councilors selected Christian Salgado to fill the vacancy created by Beach Pace's election as mayor. Salgado was sworn in during the council's meeting on Tuesday, January 21st. Learn more about him in the article on the city's website. Attention staff, HSD and the University of Portland are pleased to offer teachers an in-district program leading to an ESOL endorsement. Learn more in the flyer on the staff news page of our website and plan to attend the virtual information meeting from 3 to 4 p.m. on Monday, February 3rd. Classified staff are invited to discover new ideas and resources from colleagues around the district at our Classified Summit from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Friday, January 31st at Glencoe High School. Participants will be able to choose up to 4 professional development sessions throughout the day. Extended contract is available for sessions attended. Just a reminder that the deadline for classified staff to request a voluntary transfer between buildings for the 2025-26 school year is Saturday, February 1st. See your email for additional information. That's all for the week of January 27th, 2025. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.